Thank you. what's your wish? And he said, so that when I give it, when you give a sermon, we have a button and the pulpit just goes down. Cute, right? You ready? Well, I'm going to do the announcements first. On Monday from 12 to 1 is the food pantry. That'd be Shirley Gorman and Linda Morgan. Tuesday at 10 a.m. is your Bible study. Wednesday at 5:30 is the youth group. And Thursday at 2 p.m. is the bell choir practices. And because I'm Episcopalian, and this is, we've gone through Lent, we're not allowed to use hallelujah. You'd think on a Sunday we could. So, hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I feel at home. And now the bell choir is going to play He Lives. Pastor Ann is watching and wish her a happy Easter, and we wish she was here. So wave at Pastor Ann.
Happy Easter.
Let's take a moment. Blessed be the holy Trinity and one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the water of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be honor, given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
And because it's Easter and it's a baptismal covenant, and we mentioned the word shower. A big discussion this morning. I do this at my church too. Isn't that fun? If you didn't shower this morning, I've done it for you. This is so that you remember your baptismal covenant. Oh, I don't want you to think you have been forgotten. Did everybody get a drop? Were we covered? If not, I would gladly do that for you. Let us sing hymn number 336, Gathering. 365, sorry. I have this next year.
Our triumph.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Every day.
Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated for the readings. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay? You good? God speaks to us in scripture, reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the 10th chapter of Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us read Psalm 118 responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
My Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The second reading is from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are, of all people, most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling white clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you for having me. What a joy. It wasn't that long ago that we were celebrating Jesus' birth in a stable made for livestock. And the only witnesses were Mary and Joseph and whatever animals were in the stable. When the angels sang in a glorious choir, it was the poor shepherds on the hill. Jesus is laid to rest, and due to it being a Sabbath, the women have to wait a day to prepare and anoint the body. We know that when they do, so it's early dawn, and as the women go to do their duty, the burial ritual to their beloved Jesus, I'm sure there's little talk. The grief is real, as is the pain of loss. Only two angels greet the surprised women as they realize the tomb has been opened. Their grief-stricken, now terrified women are being spoken to. "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise?" And they remembered and went and told the 11 disciples and all the rest. And do you think they were believed at first? And how is it easy to remain in a Good Friday state of mind? And how hard to have hope and believe in the resurrection? Peter got up the courage to go look and was just amazed. There's still an element of not being quite sure from these men. The Easter message calls for us to believe in life, not death, that our new life begins with death. Dr. Jane McAdams was shocked when her 68-year-old mother was diagnosed with progressive lymphoma. Doctors gave her less than a month to live. When Dr. McAdams came to break the news, she found her mother looking through a sales catalog. Her mother, a legendary penny pincher, pointed out a very expensive summer purse and announced that she wanted that purse for her birthday. Dr. McAdams realized that her mother wasn't asking for the purse. She was asking how long she would live. Would she need a summer purse? Dr. McAdams decided not to tell her mother the diagnosis. Instead, she went out and bought the most expensive summer purse she could find. And every year since then, she bought her mother a fancy purse. Her mother lived past her 83rd birthday. There's amazing power in hope. Easter is about hope. In his classic novel, The Road, Lloyd C. Douglas has a character called Marcellus, who has become fascinated by Jesus. He wrote letters to his fiancée, Diane, in Rome. He told her about Jesus' teaching, about his miracles, then about his crucifixion and his resurrection. Finally, he informed her that he had decided to become a disciple of Jesus. And in her letter of response, Diana said, What I feared was that it might affect you. It's a beautiful story. Let it remain so. We don't have to do anything about it, do we? We get to decide if we want to accept the gift of Easter and be an Easter person. The 6 greatest words in the Bible are, Jesus is risen from the dead. There are 775,000 words, more or less, in the Bible, and not one of them makes sense without these 6 words. These are the words the breathless women carried from the empty tomb back to the disciple. These are what we base our faith on. These 6 words are what have taken us from broken people to new life, that have given hope to the lost, have changed hearts. This is the good news of the gospel. Jesus is risen from the dead. Because he lives, so do we, victoriously. And this morning, my bishop, Paul Gordon Chandler, put out a little blurb, the little thing, this wonderful sermonizer. But he mentioned the people in Ukraine, and the Easter Orthodox Easter is next week. They're a week behind us. We always were first. But they have, you know, when you do the greeting, the Lord is with you, and you shake hands and stuff like that. This is what the Ukrainians and the other Eastern the other Eastern Orthodox people will be doing next week when they pass the peace. And this is what they say. Christ is in our midst. And the reply is, he is and always will be. Isn't that wonderful? Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as you are able and let's sing the hymn, Christ is Alive, Let Christians Sing, 389.
God from God, light
begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
On this day of resurrection joy, let us offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and our world. Renewing God, the good news of your resurrection changed the world, gave church leaders and all the baptized the same excitement as the women at the tomb, and inspire us to share your abundant life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Sustaining God, your creation abounds with signs of new life in budding trees and newborn creatures. Provide fertile soil, ample sunlight, and nourishing rain for the growth of plants, and provide farmers with a plentiful harvest. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Sheltering God, strengthen and sustain all who support vulnerable people across the world. Empower government agencies and international organizations that provide for refugees and migrants forced to leave their homelands. Merciful God,
receive our prayers.
Encouraging God, you do a new thing among us. We pray for those gripped by fear and anxiety, or all who suffer in any way. Send us as your healing presence to places of hunger, pain, illness, or overwhelming sorrow. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Surprising God, you offer endless ways for us to delight in your grace. Give this community of faith a sense of joy and wonder in exploring new avenues of faith, formation, worship, and discipleship. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Resurrecting God, you make us alive in Christ. Thank you for blessing us with faithful witnesses who now rest in you. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We offer to you these petitions and those we carry in our hearts, trusting in your abundance and ever-present mercy.
Amen.
The peace of the Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us greet one another with peace. Yes, briefly. Peace.
And also with peace.
Thank you for sending your offerings to the church or giving through online banking. Let's give thanks. Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubims and seraphims, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Glory, 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 and earth are full of your glory.
Opened his eyes to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread and gave it to his disciples. No, took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup of wine. Gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the walls of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to which with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the banquet, for all is ready. And I guess we'll do the, we'll stand up here and we'll possess by.
Jesus is Lord.
body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
I'm glad you're feeling
that. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Christ has been in the
let us pray.
Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you sent light to conquer darkness, water to give life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through Jesus Christ our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy, and the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
And the sending song is 860, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
I'm so
Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.